Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring the temperature down, down low. I'll go deep, 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 deep into my bag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. All righty. Niners, they covered. Yeah, 7.5.
It doesn't feel that way.
Wow, that's look at E. Hey, by the way, Trayvon Morrig, game suspension for hitting
What are you
Juwan
doing?
Jennings.
Juwan Jennings in the family jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Leave those alone now.
By the way, hey, listen to this.
When Brock threw the third pick, did you at all consider going to Matt, considering how well he'd been playing?
No.
There's no coach on earth. Bill Walsh, rest in peace, would have said yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's, don't talk about that. Yeah.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Buyer's remorse.
What about Gene? Just measured. One of our great callers from Oakland calls in and like he was ready to move on. Wasn't yelling and fighting and fussing.
Yeah, so's Harry.
Is Harry there?
Yeah, Harry thinks Jones is, Matt Jones is better than Purdy.
And Squirt sent me a text out. He said, please. He had Purdy as a 6 on the scale 1 to 10.
All right, we had him as 6.5.
I had him at 7.5.
Well, of course.
Dude, you
let me do this right.
Yeah.
Purdy or Dak Prescott?
Well, now some things have changed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But under the tutelage of Kyle, okay. I take Dak.
And then what if, just hypothetically, what if Mac Jones were the Cowboys' backup?
I still will go with
Mac. Oh! Yeah.
Well, Kyle is the constant. Kyle's the constant. If you know, this is he's the quarterback dude.
Interesting.
Look at what he's did.
So it is about Mac. In your mind, which is fine.
What do you mean it's about Mac?
You think, well, I don't want to put words
in
your mouth.
I remember Philmo Mike and I got into it over just the arm strength.
Yeah, I was.
I think I won
Team
that.
Mike there.
But it was, I won that. And that's why
you
I
didn't.
Was, I was enamored. Steiny, everybody's calling in. There's no zip on these passes.
No, remember, actually it was a tough day for you, remember?
No, I won that. It was one of my best days. I know.
No, remember, that's the day that you got backed so much into a corner that you said, oh, Joe Montana, he could throw bombs.
I don't know what videos are you watching. Jerry Rice is the greatest. Anyway.
Man, he would take a 30-yard pass to the house.
I am concerned about why a no zip is on these passes. And that could be a byproduct, and they're not using the toe. But that was the one difference between Mac Jones. I mean, it matters, Donnie. So maybe
so
he can
mobility.
Get out of this funk, yeah. I mean, do you remember what the second interception? Purdy had nothing but open terrain.
Stop it.
Just had three throws you'd love to take back. They're all three good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hair late on them. And when you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them. And he threw it behind him, and all three guys made him pay.
Can I be honest about this? I don't care if it was execution
or
a bad decision. But here's what I'm going to say.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot of people say they had no problem with the decision. I heard a lot of fans say that, too. So, like, I don't make a distinction between whether it was a bad decision or bad execution. A pick's a pick. And he threw three of them.
Well,
in a
it's
half.
Like the school, Stoney. Norm would, oh, I got a high F. You got 50 or 59. It's still an F. Or 57.
What I'm saying,
that's how I look at it.
What I'm saying
it's
is.
It's bad. It's a mistake.
Right. But what I'm saying is I'm not saying, oh, yeah, those were definitely three bad decisions. Like, I don't know. I hear the head coach saying they weren't bad decisions. I've heard a lot of fans say they weren't bad decisions. He just didn't get the ball there quick enough. Like, so I don't make
a
distinction.
But it's still a problem. As to why, that can vary to whoever you ask. It's still, you look at the ledger, three picks is not good.
Exactly. Yeah. Who cares? Like,
that's
I don't
what
care.
I what,
why?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Now, some are tipped. And then, you know, the lineman makes a good play. You're kind of this buzzard luck. But these throws were just, I expect more from Brock. How about that? And I think a lot of people in the building did.
Hey, on Thanksgiving Day, which is Thursday, we're going to bring you the Chiefs Cowboys at 1 o'clock. Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, as you're eating your Thanksgiving feast. Chiefs Cowboys, 1 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. You got the text line? No, never mind.
Yeah.
Guru, oh. We got the other guru in Stockton.
Oh, yeah, our guy. Real
hey,
name.
Other guru. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
I
sir.
I love you guys, man, for real, man.
Love you, too.
Thank you, sir. Hey, fellas, so just I feel like, you know, everyone that's calling in and talking about Brock Purdy this week, about, oh, we got to get rid of him. Where were you last week? You know what I mean? Stop. Like, seriously, you know, here's the thing is that at least Brock Purdy, the interceptions that he threw were at least more than 10 yards down the field.
Mm.
He's going for the big play, fellas, okay? Like, there's a difference between throwing a flat, you know. We've seen it before. Jimmy G, those Jimmy G, oh, no throws. Like that don't even get you the first yard, the first down, and they intercept that, brother. You know, at least he's going for the big play, which is what we want, right? We don't want Mac Jones was good, man. You know, like at least I know that he's gonna get a good, if people want him, we could trade him and get a good round, maybe third round pick for him, which is great. But, you know, our guy is Brock Purdy. He's going for the big plays. We won. Give Robert Saleh his credit because he held down that offense that got, what, almost 400 or 500 yards last week. They're not a bad team, okay?
No,
you know, just, hey,
worse than
we
that.
Got the W. Let's move forward, fellas, all right? I love
all
you
right.
guys, man.
All right, guru, let's move forward.
Oh, yeah, that guru. Like, this is Mac's show. He's going to get him in or not. And you got to be better than yesterday. That's all. Because he wasn't as consistent or better than he was in Arizona. Remember, he was like, oh, that pass to kill. He was balling.
Go ahead. He's got to be better than he's been in the last 20 games.
Guys, you know what? I just thought of something. Shame on me for damn near 3 hours and didn't bring it up. You came down, or you tried to come down my road when I talked about the performance against the Arizona Cardinals, and I said, Steiny, he threw a couple oh-no throws. They were dropped.
Mm.
Now, if you want to hit the rewind button,
mm-hmm.
maybe there were signs on those throws, which were right. bad decisions, and then now in this game he throws three picks, which are three bad decisions. Just a guy held on to it this time.
Yeah. I just think it is so funny that we think our quarterback is the only quarterback where the other team has an interception but doesn't make the play. It happens to every quarterback.
All day, every day.
Thank you.
But the ones that stink, they throw picks. That becomes who they are. Jimmy threw picks, right?
Did he? What's
at the end? Yeah,
his numbers. He's show me his touchdown to interception.
The street's got a saying for him, a phrase. The Jimmy oh no throws.
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
You've never said that.
You're right, because I think it's a stupid concept. Because that's a stupid concept because that's making an assumption that every time a quarterback throws the ball, it's going to be perfect. It's not. Some are going to be right on the money. Some are not. Some are going to be in the middle. D DJ Gravy is in Richmond.
The Rich.
Really? We got a DJ Gravy.
You know what it is, man. It's all gravy. Hey, Dave, speaking of gravy, man, happy turkey day.
Yes, sir.
Back at you, baby.
Yeah. So Steiny, you had a wonderful question that I really want to answer. You said, when did Purdy turn into a turnover machine?
Yeah. Oh no!
He got the contract about every practice. He throws at minimum two interceptions. At minimum, he throws, and it's been like that for a long time. So to answer your question, he's been a turnover machine. Now, one name that I could give him that's very similar to Jimmy G, I'm gonna start calling him Purdy G, because Jimmy G also used to throw at minimum two interceptions per camp, per training camp, per practice. So, I mean, that's why I'm really high on Mac Jones, because Mac doesn't get his ball tipped on the line. Mac has a stronger arm. So, I mean, just to answer your question, Purdy's been a turnover machine since we first knew him.
Gotcha. Hey, DJ, thanks for the call, buddy. You have a great Thanksgiving, too.
So he said when he signed.
So funny.
What?
So funny what you come up with. When you just do a little research, when you check your work. So isn't this funny? Well, first of all, Jimmy Garoppolo in 2019, 27 touchdowns, 13 picks. It's better than Purdy last year.
By one.
Here's the one that's interesting.
Well, no, I'm about to go ahead.
2021, Jimmy Garoppolo. Tell me if this sounds familiar. In 2021, Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me repeat myself. Tell me if this sounds familiar. He had 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
Purdy last year.
Oh, boy. That's exactly like Brock Purdy last year.
But what about in month? Okay. This you can't give me.
Why
what about money time?
Why don't we go
it's
to 20?
Nuance. Let's what go about to 20, when they happened?
Right. Let's
when
go to 2022.
Happen. Talk about when they happened if you're going to play this card.
In
you don't 20, know.
In 2022.
In crunch time.
Garoppolo had 16 touchdowns, four picks.
So why'd they get rid of him?
There you go.
Why'd they get rid
My
of him?
My point is stop saying like Purdy is like. Stop saying Jimmy Garoppolo stinks and Purdy's great.
But a lot of
they're
that
very
was
comparable.
Time.
They're comparable. Jimmy Garoppolo got to a Super Bowl. I don't
and
believe
an NFC Championship.
So Brock Purdy's more clutch than Garoppolo. I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm the one that said that their resume are similar. Lost Super Bowl that they both had a 2-point
right,
lead.
But when
and
we
the
say,
NFC Championship
"Oh, Jimmy,
game.
Jimmy Garoppolo, oh no, throws," it makes we've always made it sound like, "Well, Jimmy throws more interceptions than other quarterbacks." No, he doesn't.
Well,
he doesn't.
Not, to me, it's not more. It's when it's hat when the money's on the line when they don't win.
Well, they won a lot of games.
They did
with Jimmy Garoppolo when they were playing important games. Yeah. So I don't
and
know how much of a choke artist
too. They
he
got up
been.
Off of him too,
right? Because he was hurt.
So don't front and act like you
He's
were
hurt.
A big Jimmy fan.
I'm not.
He
I wasn't a Jimmy
big
fan.
Time.
He didn't he choke. He didn't
well,
choke.
To you don't even like hearing the
You're
word.
Right.
And you played sports.
You're right. But you never say Brock Purdy choked. Never.
Well,
you never threw a pick eight.
What's a pick eight?
Exactly. Jimmy Garoppolo came up with it. Remember when he stepped through the back of the end zone
yeah.
and threw a pick six?
Orlowski.
Right, he saved us 6 points, didn't he?
Pick eight.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy. It's just people think that these guys are don't make mistakes. Every quarterback makes mistakes. Thank you, sir. Well, oh, 925. Steiny, finally some logic. They're basically the same player. The only difference is Jimmy runs in circles, Brock runs to trouble. Well, I don't know what that means. But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. So what's the takeaway from last night? With Brock Purdy.
Hello. Oh, that was on there. It's not. The takeaway is, to me...
You want me to take a call? I'll take a call if you want.
Why? What happened?
Well, if you want to, you know, I can take a call.
No, I'm doing a
if
radio
If you want to have another conversation with somebody, I can take a call.
Go ahead, baby. Oh, man. You are something else.
People just like fading Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I'm the one that you got mad at when I said I'd give him an A-minus for what he's done here. Remember that?
Well, that was because all year you were talking about how he stunk, and then at the very end of the year, you're like, no, he's pretty good.
Oh, I need an Excedrin. Oh, my God, dude. You're liar pants on fire today.
A couple of Warrior updates for you.
This ought to be good.
Nick Friedell saying that Jonathan Kuminga is out for Wednesday's game. That's per Kerr against the Houston Rockets. And then Anthony Slater of ESPN said he saw Jonathan walking out of the locker room against Utah and asked when he'd be back, and Jonathan responded soon.
Man. If Dibs gets this victory lap, and I got to be careful here, but he just talked about, you know, the timing of this injury. But why did I read he had failed to even give an update?
Because he told Friedell to pound sand.
Wow,
when he answered Slater.
Nicky, we love you, baby man.
Oh my God, you want to talk about an Excedrin? I am so sick of talking so much about somebody who means so little. It's driving me crazy with Kuminga.
But that's where you're going wrong.
He's an eighth man.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He should be. He could be starting or a sixth man at minimum.
You know what? I'm going to do it. Shut up.
You ain't talking to me.
Yes, I am.
I just said you ain't talking to me.
Jonathan Kuminga. Oh, my God. If I could get back all the time I spent talking about a ninth man, you know what? I could go on like a three-week binge right now.
We'll do it.
Kuminga. He's not in this one anymore.
Well, you need him.
No, you don't.
You are athletically challenged.
They need him last night.
That was Utah. Sit down.
Yep.
That was Utah.
Jeez.
They needed him Friday.
You know what? I wish I had the supporting cast that Jonathan Kuminga had at a time in my life when I'd accomplished nothing. I wish I would have had the support Kuminga had.
Well, he got paid, Donnie. He's getting 25.
Exactly.
He accomplished something.
Please.
Just a hair late on him. And
I just wonder where Jimmy's at, if he's taking him under his wing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's
article we read last week by Slater. And again, I'm not saying he's not hurt. It's just like, dude.
We'll be fine.
I'm in. You're missing an opportunity, or is he mad? Kuminga.
He's hurt. He's hurt. Oh, my God.
Meh.
I got...
Yeah. I'm with you. He like cats. Yeah. Give me the Vern.
They need him. They need him.
Oh my God. Bro, you ain't been one. That's not it. I'm just saying, man. He lights your fire, your furnace.
Kuminga does nothing for me.
We're listening.
It's the fans that drive me crazy. It's the I know what Kuminga's game is.
We're trying to win games.
I know exactly who he is.
We need his services.
You
think I
don't?
You ain't been watching, and I know you have. They need his services.
Hey, Goo, ask me why they went 23-8 last year after Butler got here.
Why'd they go?
Because Kuminga wasn't playing. That's why.
Then why'd they give him 25 M's?
Because they have to keep him. No Kuminga.
Well, you just spent the last 10 minutes
because
talking about
it. You gotta say he's out.
Passion,
like,
dude,
that
listen
matters.
To that passion.
Like, it really matters if he's out tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, mouth. You didn't have to respond to it. This is from Ryan Aloy. He donated $5 to say the takeaway from last night's game, since you asked the question you didn't respond to,
is
that the Niners are closer to looking for another quarterback than winning a sixth Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. See, now, that's good. That's provocative.
Yeah.
Who was that? Aloy?
Yeah.
Ryan Aloy.
Aloy. I like it. Matt in Oakland never want to hear Kuminga's name again.
I can't be mad at a guy for getting hurt, but it's like, brother, you missed 30-some games last year. You come out, first five games, everybody's singing your praises, and I get you got knee tendonitis, but I'm going to put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo. I was at the game Friday. Like Dibs' assessment about is he really hurt, just the fact that you're even thinking of that makes this thing
crazy and
toxic.
He's hurt.
No doubt.
Let's go to Dre and Lamore.
Our man.
He needs Guru to relax.
Or Steiny to relax, not me,
Dre. He says everyone, but he means you.
Oh, okay. What up, Dre?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your family, man.
Back at you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you guys are good fathers and good family, man. You know, sports, family's what counts, brother, you know. So anyways, right. I listened to a couple callers. Some guy said that Purdy was fool's gold. He knew it from day one. That guy sounded like a fool to me. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Purdy had a bad game yesterday, okay? His timing was off. He could have had a few more interceptions, but one of those interceptions was a damn good interception by a DB who wasn't covering anybody and played safety and went over on that overthrown pass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, comparing Purdy to Jimmy, Jimmy does have on those throws. And I'm not comparing Purdy to Joe Montana, but you're right about one thing, Steiny. A lot of DBs drop passes. Joe Montana, a lot of people love to say he never had an interception in a Super Bowl. Well, everybody knows he threw that interception to Billups in Billups' hands.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I remember that. I remember that. That was long before he got arraigned as the head coach of the Blazers, but I remember that Billups play.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is everybody needs to chill, act.
Mm-hmm.
This 49er team, Steiny, you're saying they better make the playoffs. Hey, man, we got a hospital squad.
Not on offense.
Started, I said we should have 10 to 11 wins even with the schedule.
Right.
Now, when we played the Rams, let's say Stafford has been out most of the year. Okay, so you're saying Ayuk don't count. Okay, so we're saying Puka is good. Puka is still good for them. But Devontae Adams is out. Pearsall, their number one defensive end is out. They don't have an all-pro linebacker, but their linebacker's out. Their other defensive is out. Do you think the Rams have the same record they have right now, or any Green Bay or any other team in the same situation? And another question, do I take Purdy over Dak Prescott? Every damn day of the week. 8 days a week, 35 days a month.
Thanks, Dre. We love you.
Well, he's done more than Dak.
So I think what he means when he says chillax.
He cannot be that guy.
Well, that's part of it. I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe it's, you know, I'll come out and I'll say, you know, Niners won last night 20-9. You know, Purdy really struggled in that first half. He had three picks. 49ers were able to overcome that, though, and they win 20-9. And then you say, well, Steiny, what if he throws three next game? And this can't be who he is. And what if he throws two? I think people say it's just one bad game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it you know, doesn't have to be more than that. Well, now you seem to...
Well, that's not how winners started.
What do you mean?
We've never seen him do this, Brock Purdy. And, you know, I mean, nobody's looking at the Panthers like they're the Rams. So it was just shocking. And for it to happen in one half was alarming. But the bottom line and what people don't want to admit is this is recency bias because another quarterback was moving and grooving with this team. He went to the bench. It was the right move. I understood it. I didn't think nothing was popping. And for him to throw three interceptions in a half, I get that people are like, huh, what was behind door number two might be better than what's behind door number Purdy. And that's where we're at. But but Kyle's not feeling that way. And that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, I would say that we have seen Purdy do this before. And that was on Christmas a couple years back against Baltimore. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got crossover coming up in about 30 minutes with Willard and Dibs. Both those guys stick. Did you see Willard last night?
No, they were at the Laughing Monk, and then it was
Willard was at the game.
Yeah, but I didn't see him. I was watching the game. I didn't see Shasky text me where he's at, but it's hard to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Where were your seats?
233. Good. Club seats.
Where? Yeah. What yard line?
I was up behind like the Niner bench.
Nice.
Bench.
Good seats? But
yeah, good seats. Great seats.
And those are 49er Frankie season ticket season tickets?
No, my guy Sergeant hooked me up.
Is 49er Frankie season ticket holder?
Yeah.
But he usually goes with his daughter, right?
Yeah, and they got not all eight games, so they
go in on a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never had seasons.
Did I almost hear Fitz? What is going on here? Oh, somebody just left my house. I'll check it at the break. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Well, that's not right.
That's my quarterback.
Today, let me tell you what we're sponsored by right now. Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Don't talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is life and death. We're done!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Fun day.
Depends on who you ask.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Great time.
Did you go to No, you didn't go to the Jazz game.
No.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
But I
still, you know what?
You feeling funny.
Yeah, it's just lingering just a little longer than I thought. And just a little crud.
Yeah. Take tomorrow off. Evan and I got it.
No.
You sure?
Well, actually.
I love you, baby.
I would love to take off from noon to one tomorrow and go see Of Monsters and Men.
Oh, yeah. Where is that again?
It's somewhere around here.
So you're going to come back at 1 o'clock?
Look at him. I can see you doing it.
You know what?
Screw it over. This?
You know what? And I'm going to be honest with you here. And Risotto's here, too, and he happens to be one of my favorites. I couldn't be blessed with two better colleagues than Guru and Evan Giddings. Because they're serious when they're like, we got your back. We got your back. And that's the one thing about us three. If somebody needs something, the other two, we're right there. And so, if it were just us three, Evan and Goo, I might take you up on it and say, you know what, I'm going to only come in for half a show. The problem is all the other haters.
And that's what life's about.
The problem are the people that have haters. Nothing to do with this show, but they want to horn in on it and lean in. What's going on with that show? And why isn't this guy there? And what's going on? We don't like that and we don't do it.
But I got to call you out.
Go ahead.
Don't say Pasta's one of your favorites.
He is.
Pasta did something very special. It went on the rounds of the company email. I chimed in. Good job, Pasta. You didn't say to reply to all. Good job, Pasta. So to me, that ain't your dude. You couldn't have just typed in. Good job, pal. Know what that meant to him? So to say that you're my guy,
the story
that you ain't is good. That ain't your guy. Pasta, don't fall for it.
I would argue that all of you who have replied all to an email that was originally to be just a singular note of thanks, you're the ones pandering to Pasta.
Nah, you got to get credit where
the
credit
is due. Issue here, though. Is Grandy. It's Mark Grandy. Dude, know your role. Only the boss can send a message to the entire staff.
There's multiple paragraphs.
Exactly.
Did you read the whole thing?
I love Greg.
I tuned out after triple shift.
Pasta!
Oh, I'll come after Grandy.
Doing my job.
No, that's my job.
You do it.
Shut up.
Yeah, you do it about as well as Brock Purdy. Well, you're 3-1, but you struggle late. Now, you, we love you, Risotto. What's up, Goo?
Warriors can get hot. We got to talk, but they won a game.
Pods, season low, 18 minutes.
Now, that was, I was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got home late. Now, what does that mean? It was a blowout.
That makes it even more troubling.
They got Phoenix coming in here. No Durant. Phoenix. Houston coming in here tomorrow. I mean, like, seriously, Stoney, where are they at? Real quick.
They're 10-9?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on.
But you're right. They're 10-9. But.
Let me see. I have Warriors beat Jazz 134-117.
All right.
No Draymond Green, Al Horford, or Jonathan Kuminga. My second sentence was Pods plays 18 minutes, season low for him. Asterisk. That's how I usually do it. Clearly, there's something going on with Jonathan Kuminga.
That's how you do care.
And then they dodged the bullet with Lowry Markkanen.
Mm.
He stinks. Now, let me tell you who doesn't stink. Keontae George.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Give Houston a chance with no Durant tomorrow.
No, I don't give him any chance. Not at all, Goo. None. Zero.
Thompson. We'll see.
There was one other thing. Oh, about. I can't stand
size.
And Evan did it to me today. He did it to me today.
Let it out.
So when you compare a player to another player, okay?
Love it.
People need to understand that there is no such thing as a clone, all right? There are no clones.
Well, there was
a player is not going to be the exact same. So when I say, you know, Steiny, who was your game like? Sam Cassell. Oh, no, I wasn't like Sam Cassell. Well, no kidding, it wasn't like Sam Cassell. What I'm getting at is we're talking about Keontae George today.
You and Evan.
Uh-huh. Before you got in, and I said, Keontae George. I said, you know what reminds me a little of? C.J. McCollum.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, Evan then runs off six things. He's not McCollum. No, McCollum's this. McCollum's that. McCollum's a two.
Get
he's
the buzzer,
one,
Sam.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. Well, that's like, okay.
But shake it
off. Okay, then he didn't remind me of McCollum last night. You're right. My bad. I don't know why he reminded me of C.J. McCollum, but I was wrong.
We spend too much time around each other because every time something like that is brought up, the other person just jumps him.
Man. Like, dude, now there was one clone, and I wanted, and he's looking down sheep. On us. No,
Brady's dog,
Kobe to Jordan. He came as close to anybody as mastering that thing, man. There's only one MJ, but like, Kobe did it, man.
Do you ever look at Kobe and like that? Does that make you sad?
No, we all tried to be like Mike.
No, Kobe
was the one to pull it off.
Right, he didn't, but.
What do you mean he didn't? He got five.
Yeah, but right. So he didn't.
He's one of the most prolific players ever on both ends of the court.
Well, he's not in Jordan's class.
He's at the table.
Oh, in your mind.
And he's one ring behind
him. My point is,
yeah.
Don't you think it's, I don't know, a grown man? Like, I don't know. It's like, get off Michael Jordan.
You tried to be Bird.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
But I didn't fawn over him.
I didn't
pattern my whole life after Larry Bird. You hear me talking like a hick? No.
No,
I liked his basketball game.
And Kobe liked Mike.
But too much is what I'm saying.
Nah, he studied him.
Yeah.
Carol Miner tried to do it. How'd that work out for him?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Remember, just acknowledge that.
Baby Mike, I hated that. Harold Miner, he was left-handed. I hated that comp. Even when Harold was
there. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Harold Miner, we called him Baby Jordan. Okay. He was a lefty. I hated it. Like, that didn't hit. Kobe hit.
Doesn't it feel like all the greats don't try to be anybody?
Exactly. That's what I was getting at, Evan.
Goats are not announced, Evan.
That's a great phrase
they
here.
They just arrive.
And that means nothing to the... It's not germane to the conversation.
That
though.
Is profound.
What do you think about all the guys who idolize Kobe, try to be like Kobe?
Still wearing his shoes.
Pathetic.
Yeah, and I feel like we kind of knock him for it. Like Tatum.
It's pathetic.
Well, Tatum comes out, goes 1-for-80.
Lower that voice.
That's my point.
Hey,
Tate, that bothers. Yeah, like you got to bring it when you try. Come on, man.
Yeah, Pods wants to be Curry.
By the way, and you think I'm kidding here?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Oh God, I got to get the number right.
Where are you going,
Evan? You probably would. No, Evan, were you at the Warriors last night?
No, I was sick.
Oh, that's right.
I don't even remember. I checked on him.
I'm pretty sure Pat Spencer was a plus 25 in like 5 minutes last night. Swear to God.
Will Richard was a plus 29.
But yeah. He was hitting some shots, too. I like Will.
Yeah.
I like everybody.
You know what? I'll say it. Will Richard, better than Kuminga. More functional.
Well, one's getting paid more than the other.
A better part of the system.
One's getting paid more than the other. Man, Kuminga, how long you think this thing, let's just take for fun, for me.
Yeah.
How many games till he comes back?
He'll be back this weekend.
When's the deadline?
You can extend it to like tendonitis bilateral.
Yeah.
Evan, you got any thoughts?
I actually thought he might try to come back on Wednesday, but.
Man.
You
don't even care.
He said soon. That's per Anthony Slater.
But he told Nick Friedell to hit the pipe. I'll just explain it.
Sam's at Lucky's Grocery Store knows he's coming back soon, but can you give us a bit more?
Poor Nick. Kerr goes, go ask Kuminga how he's feeling. I got no idea, and I'm sick of answering. So Nick goes up to Jonathan and goes, hey, how you feel? I don't really want to talk. But Steve said to ask you how you're feeling. Yeah, no, beat it.
I'll be back. Yeah.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Hey, Buddy Hield hit some shots.
Hey, there you go,
Buddy.
I like Buddy Hield.
He's important.
Man, you ain't never lied.
And that's part of the problem. Because you're right.
You got something you want to talk to us about, all of us?
With what?
You see what happened in SAC last night?
No.
Is that why you've been in a mood?
What is going on with Finchie and the Minnesota? They lost to the Kings.
The transition decision making was diabolical.
You need to understand something, guys.
I put that on like, whoa.
You need to understand something, guys.
They might have had four turnovers in the backcourt in the span of 4 minutes.
Are you sure you're not talking about the Phoenix game?
Pick one.
Hold on.
I'm talking about last night, the Kings. They had the lead.
Listen. And I thought you pay attention to every other team. See, this is...
I do.
What happened to the Minnesota Timberwolves last night happens 12 times a year. Get to know the league. They're dumb as a box of rocks at times.
We're good. As long as you give me that, we're good. God. Dumb as a box.
I mean, God.
Dude.
I mean, they are so lousy down the stretch that J.R. Smith could finish on that team.
Oh, man. When you say that, I have nothing. I won't even... They could lose 20. They're dumb as a box of rocks.
They could have used Westbrook last night.
They need a PG, man.
Who?
Minnesota.
Yeah, but the Warriors are fine. This is what you do.
Yeah, Pods. We're done. Dude, that was a big... They were down 11... This was after the Warriors.
Yeah,
after
got down the Niners...
It was 11-0. Then 36-27, Evan, that's 9.
Let me guess, did you think it was over?
No, I'm thinking, oh boy, when did we get to work tomorrow?
You must have loved what Kerr did then, right? Didn't he like chew the guys out during a timeout?
He didn't like that, though.
You're so awesome.
He didn't like to call out.
No, he did. He had enough. And that was about Friday. It was about Indiana. Kerr went in, and they responded.
What Kerr did?
Yes.
But not what Draymond did when he said something after the game and they went on a 3-game winning streak. Remember, Draymond called out the team. They went to San Antonio, won again in San Antonio, and then beat New Orleans.
Don't you get it? When are you going to know me?
I think I get most of it.
One of the dudes, that's their job. The other is not. Work on your craft, Dre, and let the coach coach.
I agree with you.
You,
Dre.
One of the things about sports guru is that many times
I'm still
coach
playing.
Will delegate to a star player to be the policeman. Part of a team dynamic that you wouldn't know anything about.
I gotta be careful on that. I thought that was Jimmy's job. I thought Jimmy was the guy that does that.
Does what?
Police and do the messages.
Yeah, he's a great cop. Jimmy Butler, that's the guy.
He's taking Kuminga under his wing.
Yeah, how's that working? You know what? You're right. He took Kuminga under his wing, and Kuminga is about ready to miss his seventh straight game. He's Jimmy Butler.
And what if I told you, like,
hey,
my
Jonathan,
view?
Jonathan, let me help you out here.
No, dude.
55. What does that mean? Yeah. Shoot for that number of games. 55.
It is funny, isn't it? No, but seriously, my viewing pleasure just is down the tubes when he's not out there.
Who?
Kuminga.
Like, I'm saying nobody.
Yeah, please. I mean, we need him, man.
No, you don't.
We need him until he's not here.
No, you don't.
Yep. We need Thundercat. Yep. Boy.
Man. Oh, let's.
We got.
Oh. I wanted to get to the guy who said that he never wants to hear Kuminga's name again.
Hey, I got to say something.
I'm about ready.
We got to have a show meeting real quick on air.
No, we don't.
Remember we were looking for the guy that holds the beatbox for the Niners? They reached out to me on IG, and I can get him tomorrow.
Yeah, let's get him on.
Yeah.
No. Who, Trey Williams?
We can do it at the 12:30 segment when you're gone.
You'll be out. Yeah, the guy that holds the boombox. Oh, you are sick. Evan and I was like, who is that guy? Then Pasta said he tried to get him on, couldn't book him. But I got hit up on IG. We should have him tomorrow.
He slid in your DMs.
What's his name? Who is, like, is he a training on the training staff? Or?
No, the guy that, we'll find all that out. He holds a boombox.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is,
like, we care about that. Who are you?
Okay. Pretend I'm the guy with the boombox.
None harm.
Okay, so, hey, let's talk to the guy who holds the boombox. What are you going to ask him? Like, that's not compelling
More
radio.
More questions than we did Joe Buck. You got rid of him too fast.
That's because he was on a tight schedule.
Did they tell you that before?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, seriously. What are you going to ask the boombox? How did that come into play?
Yeah, look at my man. My man.
Debo Samuel. It was his idea. Like, he's
Evan Bookham. He's oh, Stine,
you're going to talk to this guy.
No doubt about it.
Bring him on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How much do you make? That's what you ask him. He's got to be such a
There's no way that's his only job.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Let's go to, what the hell? Let's go to Manny in Union City. We got
Manny.
Nothing else to do. Hey, Manny. Oh,
hey,
come
on.
Oh, the
hey,
Thanksgiving
buddy.
Edition. What's up, baby?
Hey, hey.
I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Same to you.
Before anything else. But I want to talk about Brock Purdy, seriously.
I've
heard all these callers being Purdy apologists. You know, one caller said, at least he's going for it all.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Matthew Stafford goes for it all. He has 27 touchdowns. How many picks does he have? None. And he goes for it all. Right? So the thing with Brock is that Brock, there's a reason why he wears number 13. There was a quarterback guru that played when we were youngins.
Dan Marino.
University of Pitt, baby.
No. He was a Niner. He was the third string quarterback behind Steve Young and Joe Montana.
DeBird.
Steve Bono.
Oh, Bono. Okay. Hey, he was good.
Bono was good.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy is the second coming of Steve Bono. He's good, but not great. And it's time that us as Niner fans, you know, there was an Eddie Murphy sketch a long time ago when he said, when you're starving and somebody gives you a cracker, it's the most delicious cracker you ever ate.
Yeah.
Up until Brock showed up, we were hungry for a quarterback, right? And when Brock showed up, it was like eating veal. But as Eddie said, after a while, you realize this is a plain old cracker. And I'm not saying nothing about Brock being what it is, but his skill set is very limited to his draft status. It truly is, right? And if Vontae were around, Vontae would be like, well, who else would you get? He's sitting on the bench. And he's playing according to his draft status.
Yeah.
I never wanted to pay Brock all that money. And this is what we get for investing in potential. And I bought into it. You know, I definitely bought into it when I saw that Miami game. But I came around to what Brock brings, and it ain't going to be the quarterback that's going to get us over the hump. The one that is, he's sitting on the bench.
Thanks, Manny. Appreciate the call. One thing I was thinking about.
Remember, that was delirious, Eddie Murphy. This crack is the best crack I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a red jumpsuit.
I didn't see that movie.
It was a stand-up. Remember he had the red jumpsuit on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy! I don't think anybody knows what you're talking about.
I do.
Evan doesn't.
Andy, go
ahead. One thing you got to realize is, yeah, it's one thing. So Purdy's got what? 7 picks? 8 touchdowns this year?
That's right.
Not 5, not 6, not 7.
Let me tell you something. If you look at the touchdown to interception ratios now of really good quarterbacks, they're obscene.
Oh, I gotcha.
Matthew Stafford has 30 touchdown passes and 2 picks.
Damn, stop.
When we say, oh, Brock was okay, 20-12, that's not good anymore.
Give me somebody else.
Jared Goff, 23-5.
That's
almost
good.
5-1.
Wow.
Dak Prescott, 23-7. That's over 3-1.
Stoddy,
May, 21-6. That's 3.5-1.
Now you're on
fire. Aaron Rodgers, 19-7. That's almost 3-1.
Yeah.
Herbert, 19-Mahomes, 18-7. Jalen Hurts, 17 touchdowns, 1 pick. Jordan Love, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks. Lamar Jackson, 15-3. That's a 5-1 ratio. Like, you.
I hear you.
There's too many turnovers for Purdy.
I hear you. I mean, it truly is. And again, a lot of them happened last night, but it's just the way that they came, man. Like, wow, just 3.5. And that was the formula to get you beat if you're playing a better team, duh. But he'll shake it off, Stoney. They got a game in Cleveland. They're 8-4. And if I heard a lot of people yesterday even asked, I'm being real, at the stadium, Niner fans, would you be disappointed if they don't make the offs? And not one said they would not. They will be mad.
Of course.
But I guess you're going to say it doesn't mean anything.
What?
Let's say you don't make it. You don't want your quarterback to be the reason. Like I told Evan, tell me what you think. I would have rather had McCaffrey fumble. He never does it. I would have rather had that fumble because the interception came after. I would have rather McCaffrey had a fumble on the ledger.
We didn't.
Then Purdy have 3 interceptions.
Purdy had 3 interceptions. Yeah.
But that's my point is, that's too much.
But, like, what kind of fan, like, goes, well, it wasn't, so Purdy had three interceptions. Oh, but you know what? I would have liked it so much better if Brock would have just thrown two interceptions, and then McCaffrey would have gotten credit for a fumble. So it would have made Brock's bad game seem less. Who cares?
He stunk. Our show, we wouldn't be feeling the way we're feeling. The people, forget us, the people. What's Willard? I got a text from Willard. I got receipts. I've never heard him talk like he felt. He said yesterday was a bad game?
No. Whoa. And you know what? When he says, here's the difference between Willard and you.
Yeah. Well, we heard
Willard that. Will say, Brock had a bad game. And you'll say, well, Brock had a bad game, but no shade.
I lost that.
At least Willard will stand on it.
I don't defend the dude you're afraid of.
No shade. That's why I'm defending him.
Hey, you got your haircut.
I did.
How'd it go?
Dynamite.
Looks good.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah. I get one today.
Lucia. She's phenomenal.
Don't act like she's your bestie now. You hadn't shouted her out all show. I'm the one that brought her up, and now you Lucia.
You're jealous. You are so jealous. You are so jealous. Because I've got a stylist, and she's young, and she's hip, and you've probably got a middle-aged brother.
No, I got a young cat.
And butchering it.
No, hey, real quick, do they feed you wine?
Beer.
Seriously?
Yeah, I have one
beer.
That's
got to be dope.
Yeah, it's a classy place.
I've been seeing videos.
You get Hennessy wherever you go get your haircut, I'm sure.
Now that was simmer.
That was racial. No, seriously, apologize just for the fact.
I'm drinking beer. No. You're drinking Henny. No, I'm not apologizing for that. In fact,
just double down.
You're losing fan. Like, just say
I'm losing fan.
Say vodka. Don't say Hennessy.
What did LeBron James drink when he's at that shop? They're drinking Hennessy.
They're drinking wine.
No, they're not.
Stoddy, your cookout pass has been... Evan, you're in.
No, my cookout pass is in.
My man said Hennessy.
So wait a minute. Could I get fired for saying...
No, you
hey,
can't.
Hey, guru.
Nah.
Guru.
You lose something more than your job.
Please.
Stoddy, take it. Say vodka.
No.
You should just take tomorrow off.
I'm looking at you like, Stoddy, just double back. Just hit reverse and say vodka.
Actually, we do have a racial issue to bring up during the break.
Well, it's got to be on air. Everybody's got to hear.
I don't think this one can.
Which one?
Kuminga and Ayuk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one cannot be broached on an airwave that is recorded.
Oh, barbershop versus salon.
What's that?
Wait, so you have a stylist. That's what you call
it? Yeah, Lucia.
Oh, absolutely.
Not like just someone who cuts her hair. She's a stylist.
She's a stylist.
How long have you been going to a stylist for?
My man said
Lucia in particular, about 2.5-3 years probably.
She's the one that pulled up on us at the cafeteria.
Yeah, she's her boyfriend's the bartender, Pauly.
No way!
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Come on,
it's awesome.
Dude.
It's awesome. Anybody need a good haircut, I'll get you.
Yeah, people ain't digging that Henny line.
Oh.
But he didn't say Henny, Hennessy. Damn! Yeah, we know your heart.
What do you mean?
The decision to.
Right. Oh, my boy.
Come on.
Yeah, this is my dude right here.
This Wednesday. That's tomorrow. Your chance to win great prizes every single hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday. Every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. And that segment was sponsored by Inn at the Tides at Bodega Bay. Savor the season at the Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, December 5th with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at innatthetides.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.